This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Very good. Pleasant Saturday morning to you. The sun is out. That's an unusual occurrence over the past several weeks, it seems. But it's a nice day to get out and about. And it's certainly going to be a nice day and a great day for hockey on what is a hockey day in Pittsburgh. And Mike Lang will be remembered very fondly today before the game. And just a reminder, that game today is a 3:20 start with the Washington Capitals. They're asking you to get, if you're going to the game, get there early because they have a wonderful presentation and a tribute to the late, great Mike Lang coming up. And then the hockey season returns. And the Penguins start back-to-back games with very little break here after the Four Nations, especially for a guy like Sidney Crosby. And it's Pittsburgh, Washington, then Pittsburgh, New York Rangers. Tomorrow they come to town, back-to-backers, and very important ones for the Penguins, who have about six teams to hurdle before they get to the second wild card, which currently is occupied by Detroit. And they have to, you know, the point difference is only six, but the games necessary to win and jump over, again, you got to take into account how many teams are battling for the same thing. So you're not going to have everyone just collapse around you. Teams will win, some will lose. You better keep winning. And that's where the Penguins find themselves. It will be interesting to see, you know, what they're going to look like today after 2 weeks off, basically, except for the guys who played in this Four Nations. And Sidney Crosby was listed as a game-time decision just because of everything he's gone through. They celebrated with champagne the other night, so maybe there's a little bit of a hangover after that winter. Why not? Canada wins another international competition, and Sidney Crosby remains undefeated in those situations. And what a game that was. In fact, if you look at the ratings, and it took a while for them to come out, it's the most watched hockey game I can track in like 30 years with a 10.7 million fans watching it, which goes to show you that, you know, anything you do internationally in hockey is well received. It always has been. And then you wonder, is there a carryover? Will that improve and boost ratings for regular season games like what we have today and like what we have tomorrow? I hope it does, but I'm not so sure it does, just because That's a different dynamic, which is why they were smart to do it, which is why they should do it again. I'm not sure how frequently you can do it again because it is a physical taxing toll on some of these players. They do have the World Cup of Hockey, which begins in 2028, and they do have Olympics, which begin in 2026, and they're going to be back in them in Milan, Italy for the Winter Olympics. So that'll be fun to do, and those things always do get big ratings. So we'll see. And, you know, this was done to try to grow the game, try to bring people outside of the, you know, hardcore hockey fans into the game. And, man, I think it accomplished that. Now, will it translate into more people in games, more ratings for television? I don't know. Normally that doesn't happen. We'll see what happens. Certainly postseason, when that starts, best of seven, there's a lot of interest in those games and in those teams. But if you're looking at hockey markets, it probably led the way in this rating bonanza of 10.7 million. I would bet it's Pittsburgh. I would bet it's Boston. Well, Boston should be. Nate the Great Haluschek's behind the glass there. Nate, let me ask you something. If you had the top five hockey markets for this, and I'm just guessing, I'm trying to figure out, I know Buffalo would be in there because they always are in there. They're hockey starved. They want to win. They follow their hockey. I would say Pittsburgh, Boston, because it was the host city, right? You would think, although Boston, the Celtics were playing a lot, and they're very good, defending champs. I go Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit, Boston. What other city am I missing here? Chicago? New York? I don't know. What do you think?
I think you pretty much hit them all right there. Maybe New York City, just because of there's so many people there. But, yeah, I think you got the big ones.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the Penguins and what they must do. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. And we'll do it up until 1:45, which is when Pitt pregame takes over. And that's another topic today. The Pitt Panthers will be at Notre Dame. That's a 2:15 tip-off. And they need to win out, quite frankly, in my view, after where they are at 16-10, I should say, overall record, a 7-8 in the ACC. And these teams are playing coming up, including Notre Dame, are not very good. I think the Irish are 5-10 in ACC play, so I don't care where you play that game, you got to win it, given some of the losses they've had. The one that stands out is Virginia at home by 20. That's a killer loss when you're a team that's approaching the bubble and needs to win these kinds of games. So no margin for error for Pitt. That'll take place today at 2:15 right here on The Fan. I want to remind you that the Fan text line is also available to you at 412-928-9370, same as the call-in line. And it's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Tomorrow, coming up, KDK-TV, 11:35. It's the number one Cochran Sports Showdown. We have a lot to get into with a panel that includes tomorrow night Andrew Filippone, Mark Caboli, and Jason Mackey. 412-928-9370 is the number here. Love to talk to you about the Four Nations, about the Penguins moving forward, what you expect. Is there a carryover? Can they reap a ratings bonanza in regular season games? Or is it just a international theme that's going to draw people to watch these kinds of games? It was very physical. It was, and I had my doubts about it at the first, just because I thought, okay, these guys are going to play. I don't know if they're going to, all the best players, they're not going to wipe people out, trying to guard against injuries. But, man, there were a lot of injuries. And there are people going to miss some time. Groin injury for Matthew Tkachuk. I'm not sure how long that sidelines him for the Florida Panthers, who are in a battle right now. Shea Theodore from the Vegas Golden Knights, he's out. He has what looks like he had a sling on, so I don't know what it means. But these are injuries that will impact the regular season for these teams. But they were willing to allow players to play. Players wanted to play. But I didn't know that it would be this physical. I honestly thought there may be some, just lack of it. But we saw in Montreal, when the USA got into fights right off the bat, what that was going to be like. There were some physical checks. I've never seen Connor McDavid on his butt as much as I did in this series of games. I also think Sidney Crosby continues to be what he is, and just a leader of this nation, Canada. The way he plays, the way he leads, the way he does everything. First game, he was the MVP of the game, the star of the game. Even in the game the other night where he got walloped in center ice, got up and immediately shot the puck into an open net. Things like this are just what he means, even though he is not, at this point, the top guys on that team. That would be Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon, who was the MVP of the entire tournament for Canada. So good stuff there at 412-928-9370. Can the Penguins dig out? Can the Penguins get themselves into a situation where they're going to be playoffs this year? They've missed it 2 years in a row. They got a very difficult assignment coming up this weekend, and they got to win both games, in my view, and try to chew away at some of this deficit here. And can it happen? Sure, it can happen. But, what will it take? So many questions about what Kyle Dubas must do. The deadline coming up is March the 7th for trades. What does he do? He's made a couple. Will he make more? And who will go and who will come? And what's the strategy there? Let's say they get hot a little bit here and win and put themselves in a position too. Does he try to add on, or does he stick to trying to slightly rebuild this roster? How do you see it at 412-928-9370? Again, Pitt coming up. I want to give a shout-out to Robert Morris and Tool Time, Andy Tool. They continue to be the best story of college basketball here locally. 21-8 now, 13-5 in their conference with a win last night. So if you're betting on any team that can get to the NCAA tournament this year, it might be Robert Morris is the best bet. We'll also get into a theme that's carried throughout. And quite frankly, it's getting a little tiresome just because there haven't been much news. But We're getting to the combine portion of the NFL season, so a lot of people have thoughts about what the Steelers might be looking to do, what their offseason plan is. They have people who are, you know, in need of contracts. This is typically the time you do it. That would include George Pickens. That would include T.J. Watt. How do you stand on that at 412-928-9370? Let's go to the lines. That's what we're here to do, talk with people who love sports like Scott in Aliquippa. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Pom. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, I want to kind of do a thing in the Wayback Machine here. I used to live out in Seattle on the West Coast. And back in the mid-2000s, I remember on the station out there, they interviewed Mike Holmgren. And he said that the one big regret that he had as a coach was that he didn't get young players on the defense, and as he put it, just let them just wind them up and let them go. Yet, you know, he knew they were going to make mistakes, but he also knew that if he coached them up the right way, they were going to do that. And within like 3 years of them doing that, they got Red Bryant, they got
Fred Warner,
Trufant, was he part of that? Marcus Trufant,
okay,
and then they wound up facing the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
So oh, like that, you're going back all the way to that.
Him
okay.
saying that they were in the Super Bowl. Now I don't know if Tomlin wants to go ahead and do that, but you know what? I don't think it's really a bad influence to listen to someone like a Mike Holmgren. I mean, going like I said, going way back here, but he was a damn good defensive coach, defensive-minded coach. So if the Steelers want to stick in that, I think they need to focus. And you had mentioned about how deep the draft is with D-line and defense. I think that's where they need to go. I'll take your thoughts off the air. Thanks a lot.
All right, Scott. Thank you. Well, and the only scenario that goes against what you said is the fact that they've dumped a lot of money into their defense over the last several years. And apparently they're going to have to do that again with even more. Guys like Watt, if they retain him, which I suspect they will, it's going to cost more money there. They're paying high salaries to Cam, to Minkah Fitzpatrick. Joey Porter down the road will need more money. The cap's going up by $22 million, so there is more for that. But as far as the draft is concerned, yes, you do need defensive linemen. Yes, it is deep. Yes, that would be a big consideration for me. But also, you have to upgrade your offense for a team that struggles to score points and gives the defense opportunities to have maybe just an average day and still win. You know what I mean? When they're on the field as much as they've been on the field, that's where things wear down. An offense that can sustain possessions, that can make big plays when necessary, that could strike quickly, they don't have a lot of that outside of George Pickens. If I see a wide receiver in this first round that really intrigues me, you know, I could be very tempted to do it. Again, I don't know their plan. I know that Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan will have a joint press conference before they get into the draft, and I think Omar will speak at the combine and tell you some things, but they're not going to reveal all their secrets. But they got to figure out a strategy to get better with this offense, and it starts with quarterback, of course. They got to figure out that play. They have to do that sooner rather than later, and how much money they're going to allocate to it. What's their plan? I don't foresee them signing someone in free agency. There are too much risk involved in that in terms of guys like Sam Darnold, who's going to want $40 million, and I don't know what to think of him. He was outstanding for Minnesota last year until he got to crunch time, and he wasn't. But his offensive line failed him as well. So you can do that. They're older veterans. I don't want to deal with them anymore. I think they have to figure out a plan to get the next franchise quarterback. It's a multi-year plan, I'm sure, which is why I go Justin Fields and start there. I'd do a two-year deal with him if I could, see what I got, see where he can elevate his game, and if not, then I redraft the position next year. That would be my strategy. I'm not sure what theirs is, but I do respect what you said there, Scott, about the defense. And, you know, Philadelphia showed you when you have people dominate the line of scrimmage, it can make life miserable for the other team, regardless of how talented that other team is. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We also have Pirate Baseball, just for those of you interested in listening to the first game. It's against Baltimore at Ed Smith Stadium today at 1 o'clock. You can hear that one on KDKA AM. It'll air there. And the Pirates did make a signing, and I do think this is interesting. Only for what it offers potentially after. 33-year-old Andrew Haney, he's a left-handed pitcher and a guy who has been known as an innings eater. They signed him to just a one-year deal over $5 million. He's been around, but he also has some high-leverage games and innings that he's pitched in with the Dodgers and the Texas Rangers, won a world championship there, and has appeared in, I don't know, five to eight, whatever it is, postseason games, big time, World Series games. So they brought him in. That solidifies their starting rotation. Two lefties and Bailey Falter and him. I have no problem with that. Top three, of course, Skeens, Jones, and Keller. So does this pave the way for a trade to acquire a bat, a much-needed bat? They need more than one bat, by the way, but they need bats. What do they do now? They have some blue-chip pitching prospects in their minors. Would Ben Cherington move on from any of those? Would he be willing to trade Bubba Chandler? Would he be willing to trade Thomas Harrington or Brandon Ashcraft or whomever to get bats? Sometimes you need to give up precious commodities in your system to get what you really need. And what they really need are bats. I suspect because of their starting rotation, they're going to be in a lot of games, and it's going to be competitive until 6th, 7th, 8th inning. You're going to need some key hits. Who provides those for the Pirates right now? You would count on, I would imagine, Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz. That's about it at this point that I see. Can Joey Bart sustain what he started last year here? Hopefully, yes. What about Henry Davis? Why isn't Henry Davis being mentioned anywhere, really? As I said yesterday on our Pomp and Joe show, I hope that he gets a lot of at-bats in the spring and he lights it up. And I want to see what they do because they need his bat to come to life. They need him to come to life, and they need to figure out a way to get him in this lineup every single day. 412-928-9370 is the number to call, so we have open phone lines until 1:45 today. Give us this call on a beautiful Saturday if you're driving around and you have some thoughts about any of these topics and more. I'd be honored to entertain them right here. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show on a Saturday in Pittsburgh on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a fan. Welcome back to the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Again, a reminder to join us tomorrow on the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown, KDKA-TV. We present the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call every single night, 7 nights a week on KDK Plus and right here on The Fan on many nights. Nate Aluschek is with me, and this is the time of year, Nate, when you look outside and it's sunny and you start daydreaming a little bit because there's nothing really new going on in any of these sports. But I do want to talk about Four Nations. If you want to call 412-928-9037, you can do that. The Penguins' plight, whatever you want to talk about is fine. But this is also a time when we talk about what potentially could happen. what potentially needs to happen for the Pirates to do something. Now, this will immediately be shot down by just about everyone, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. It means they would be unwilling to make it happen. And maybe the person I'm just going to mention here may not be willing to come here. However, the Toronto Blue Jays have tried, but they have failed to come to terms on a contract extension with their heavy-hitting first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He's only 25 years old. Now, if you look at his season last year, he hit .329 with 30 home runs. He drives in over 100 all the time. He's a 40 home run guy, potentially. Again, he's only 25. He's a free agent after this season. He could be traded at the trade deadline if Toronto falls out of it. So he could be a rental for somebody. But the question is, given the escalating prices, how much will it cost? But you brought something to my attention, which I thought was very interesting, Nate. And the Pirates have had a severe lack of power for many, many years. I think we all know that. But tell me how long it's been since they've had, you know, a legitimate 40 home run, 120 RBI kind of guy.
Yeah, so 40 home runs is kind of like the plateau to be considered, I guess, like a power hitter. But the last time that the Pirates had a player that hit 40 or more home runs was 1973.
Willie.
1973. Willie Stargell hit 44 home runs. It's been
52 years, not one per now. A couple of guys came close at 36. But, yeah, so they haven't had that, which translates to what?
Which also, every other Major League Baseball team has had one since 2004. The Giants are second behind the Pirates. So literally, the Pirates haven't had one in this millennia. That's gonna probably obviously not bode well for them.
No, you can't win if you don't have some bats that can produce power in this day and age, especially.
Not one guy in 50 years.
Are there any other teams that have the same situation? What would be the next team after the Pirates not to
the
have
Giants? Some? 2004 was the last time that they had a 40.
Yeah, but
40.
That's not 52 years.
No, it's 21.
And it's
21.
Barry Bonds, I bet, right?
It's Barry Bonds,
Barry Bonds.
Yep.
All right, so here's the thing. Listed as potential teams that may be willing to get into this would be the Cincinnati Reds. Now, you're going to tell me the Cincinnati Reds, similar to Pittsburgh, if they would be willing to pay for Vlad Guerrero Jr., why wouldn't the Pirates be willing to pay? Again, I cite this only because he's 25. They have never had a first baseman consistently for how many years? They haven't had anyone in 52 years hit a 40 home run season. It's a missing element. And Guerrero is the kind of guy who can change things in a hurry. Now, if you're looking at numbers here, again, last year, 30 home runs, 100-plus RBIs, 200 hits, .323 average, whatever. He's very reliable that way. 25 years old. The asking price probably is going to be in the $350 million total package range. But before you tell me that it's impossible and it'll never happen, and you are right, it will never happen, but again, that's a choice. Why couldn't you add on a guy who's going to make $40 million a year to a payroll right now that is less than last year's? So even with $40 million added to it, that brings you out to about $110 million total. That's if you add a guy making $40 million a year. So sure, would that be uncomfortable for Bob Nutting? Yes. But can it be done? Absolutely, yes. The problem is they're not willing to do it, I wouldn't imagine. But why wouldn't you? I would want him at if he were 32, I'd say absolutely not. This is a 25-year-old guy who's going to command a lot of money, and I know Boston and New York and L.A., and they're all going to come, you know, the price may be driven up because of it. But why wouldn't you at least entertain these thoughts? Would you? And if Toronto wants, for example, you could trade for him right now if you want, even for this year, would you be willing to give up Bubba Chandler, somebody else, whatever, to get him?
If they spent the $50 million you're talking about and jumped up to 110, that would only put them 21st, the 21st highest payroll in Major League Baseball.
That's what
not
I mean.
Not even that big of a jump.
It's not. It would be, again, it sounds crazy, and the Pirates have conditioned you to think that they'll never make plays like this, where they will nickel and dime you with the $2 million, the $4 million, the $5 million one-year deals to everyone. But if you put, even if it got to $50 million a year, who cares? What he would do to ignite a fan base that needs to be ignited with Paul Skeens out there and a pitching staff that could win, and a guy you surround him by O'Neill Cruz and Reynolds and whomever else you have out there, that would be huge. But again, I dream. It's a beautiful day. I look outside. I see sun glistening off of treetops. I think of what might have been, or what could be, or what may never be. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rick in Cheswick, who has a thought on this. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, Bob, the only thing that I have a problem with, the Pirates get a big-time bat. That's great. But if you're not going to put him, if you're not going to put other guys around him, they just won't pitch to him. And he won't be able to get his swings in that he needs to get.
You don't think Lagolero can help a guy like O'Neill Cruz or Brian Reynolds by his presence in the lineup?
Yes, yes. But I'm talking about, are they going to pitch to Vlad Guerrero?
Well, so what?
That's what they're not going to do.
Well, I mean, you get on base, you could do a lot of things. I'm just saying they need a young stud at first base. He okay, could be available. Okay. Not my question for you, Rick, is if you were Bob Nutting, this does not alter your payroll all that much. You go, as Nate just said, you jump up to $110 million, is that what? Total, right. Even if you paid him $50 million a year.
Well, every Pirate fan is going to say yes to that. But the only person that has the right to say yes or no is Nutting. And you know what? I'm losing interest with the Pirates because he's happy to make money. And you know what? The baseball teams, football teams, all these people that own these teams, it's supposed to be fun money for them. It's supposed to be an ego trip to be a championship
exactly.
team.
And they have the money to do it. They're going to make money even if they brought that in. Maybe, you know, the profit margin may not be as big, but how about if they win?
Right.
How about if they get to a wild card status because of a guy like Vlad Guerrero? And I know I dream, but so what? This is the time to think about it. Why not?
And how about if they get me to come back to the stadium 15 times a year?
That's
how
right.
about that?
How about an investment helping you make more money? Even if it's a big investment, it can help you make more money.
I don't think they're going to do it.
No,
and you know what? We can, like you said, we can dream about it. But just like most players for the Pirates, you got to have more than one bat. You know, and I know you're saying Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz. That's fine, but you need to have some guys that are going to protect each other. You know, you just say, I just won't pitch to him. So instead of hitting 40 home runs, maybe he hits 18. You say, he's terrible. But basically, if they don't pitch to him, he can't swing at pitches that aren't strikes and hit it out of the park.
No, I hear you. I just say the need for a first baseman, especially who can hit with power like this, it's available if they want to gander. They won't. But thank you for the call, Rick. I appreciate it.
Right.
And I understand your point. A bat like that makes everyone else better. They should get better pitches to hit. Larry is on the line right now in Katanning. Hello, Larry.
Hey, listen. I don't know who has the brains of positioning players, but the Pirates can make one position move that would benefit the whole team. Put Cruz on first. He's tall. He's an infielder. He can ground balls. Put him on first so he can reach these balls that are out of play, and you're going to have your first baseman. And they could platoon center field with a bunch of guys. I just want to hear your opinion.
I'd rather do what I said and try to investigate a big-time hitting first baseman and keep Cruz where he is. I think Cruz is going to be fine in center field. I do.
Bob, they had their chance. They're not going to do it. You got to move within.
He looks comfortable in center field. I don't have a problem with that.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He'd be more comfortable in the infield. First base.
He made a lot of errors at shortstop. I'm just saying. I just need to get his bat in there, and if it means he can and he can cover a lot of ground with that antelope type speed of his, he could be fine in center field. So I hear what you're saying. It's because they don't have a first baseman. Every year there's a new stretch. Who's going to play first base? This year it's going to be Horwitz when he gets back. But is that an answer? I don't know. Likely not. And they'll be searching again. So I would rather go for a big fish in a very small pond. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. Mike in Pittsburgh is up next. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. To jump on a little bit on the last caller, let's just assume that they sign them in whatever, 40, 50 million. What do they do with the rest of the roster? You get a massive upgrade at first base and a great player, but if they don't upgrade the rest of the roster, does it really make that much of a difference to the Pirates contending?
Yes. Yes, absolutely yes. One bat can change a lot of things. And again, you make it sound like they wouldn't be able to do it. That would bring their payroll to $110 million. That's not even in the top.
No, I'm saying that they could do it. Let's just assume that they did it. What happens to the rest of the roster? And
what do you mean?
You're thinking Vlad is the thing that can get him to the playoffs, that one player would get him to the playoffs?
With his pitching staff, yes. I think it could have an enormous impact. Yes. I mean, you have a lineup that has Reynolds, Cruz, Vlad Guerrero,
Nick Gonzalez.
Nick Gonzalez, Joey Bart, whatever. You can still get, and I'm still hoping Henry Davis has some pop somewhere along the line where they could utilize him. But I'm saying you got to have guys who can provide a lot of power at a key position. And they haven't had that in decades. And they haven't had a 40 home run hitter in 52 years. And it wouldn't break any bank. That's the thing that makes me just go crazy sometimes. It would not alter, really, anything that they do. It shouldn't. They have the wherewithal to do it. They make $50 million plus a year, even when they're in last place. All right, Mike. Thanks. Anything else?
No. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you. I'm daydreaming. I know. This is what happens in this time of the year. Ken in South Park is up next right here on the Pop Pompiani Show. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, if they were to, like, even make the payroll $150 million, even with Rowdy Tellez at first base, they still made money, and the fans went nuts. Just imagine if they were, like, a contender.
Well, that's what I would be doing. If I were a man in charge, if I'm the owner, I'm saying to myself, I have to invest in my product. And if I do more investing in my product, the product may make more money for me. And not only that, but it gives me a chance with a guy like Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and Mitch Keller and a pitching staff I like. It gives them a chance to win close games. Whereas without you know, a bat like this, you wouldn't be able to win. They might, who knows? They're going to be in a lot of games. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. They're going to be in a lot of close games all season long. One bat, one play can make a huge difference. So, all right, Ken, thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We have to take a break. Back with more as we daydream about what the Pirates could do, but probably won't do. Four Nations Tournament, what's your thought? We'll also talk about the Penguins as they get ready for the second half of the season against the Capitals with a Mike Lang tribute today before the game at 3 o'clock. So if you're on your way to that game or soon, make sure you get in your seats early to watch that and as they memorialize one of the best to ever do it in Mike Lang. And it's such a sad thing to see him and my buddy John Burnett pass away this week too at age 71. It goes to show you too, ladies and gentlemen, that time is moving fast. You got to enjoy the times you have. So please do that with your family, your friends, and anyone else, and don't take it for granted. 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7. All right, we're back. Bob Pompiani, Nate Haluschek behind the glass. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We've been daydreaming a little bit about what the Pirates might be able to do. Won't do, but maybe should do, about Vlad Guerrero. It's just one of those names out there. He's reaching point of no return in Toronto, 1 year left on a contract, free agent after this season. Bidding would be high, but even at $50 million a year, it would not alter really where the Pirates' payroll goes. It elevates them, certainly, but it would still be below the St. Louis Cardinals if you factor what they're spending now and add $50 million to it. It doesn't really change all that much. They'll move up to the top 15 payrolls. So it's doable if they want to do it, likely won't do it, but what it would mean I think to jumpstart a fan base, a team, everything would be significant. He's only 25 years old, so why not? 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We're talking about that as the Pirates get underway today. Not sure what Spencer Horwitz's situation is in terms of rehab. He was supposed to be the starting first baseman after they traded Luis Ortiz to get him. However, he had that injury and surgery or whatever he had, and now it's going to be a while. He's going to need some time once he gets back, and he's not back yet. So you wonder if he's going to be there on opening day. 412-928-9370. Luke joins us right now in Freedom, PA. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
So, I mean, my big question coming into this year is, and it's a good question to have, if Joey Bart continues doing what he's been doing with the bat last year, he looks like the guy that the Giants were looking at, like a quality major league catcher. And who do we look at as the backup catcher? Who has the inside track on that this year? Is it Endy coming off of that kind of lost season last year because he has the glove, and then we use that time in the minors for Henry Davis to try to learn defensive flexibility? But the problem with that is he doesn't have anything left to prove with the bat down there. He needs major league at-bat. So they're kind of in a position, a good position, right, to have options. But I just think do you roll with the glove with Endy, who doesn't have anything left to prove down there, or do you keep Henry Davis up here to try to get the bat figured out, but know that he doesn't have really a defensive home and he needs more consistent at-bats?
Well, if his bat comes to life, I would make him my DH. I understand Andrew McCutcheon's on the team, but he would have to take a back seat to Henry Davis. I have a number one overall pick invested in him. I need him to be what he can be. We'll use Andrew when it's time. We'll move things around, whatever the case may be, if his bat is alive. Number two, Endy Rodriguez still has to prove that he's okay from his injury. I want to see that because I do think the guy has a lot of upside there. He would be the answer. Do they still have the human rain delay there? Jason DeLay, is he on the roster?
I don't think he has any options left.
All right. Well, I mean, they have potential people there. But, you know, Joey Bart, the good thing, he showed that he can be what he once was, I think, a second overall pick. And if you can – and that's probably the best trade that Ben Cherington has made. If you can get him to be your everyday catcher and he can hit 20 home runs, he showed some pop last year, that would be the answer for starter. After that, it would just depend on how things work during the spring. But as I said, Luke, what I'd like to see is Henry Davis just mash the ball this spring and see what they do with him.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the easiest solution, right? And that's why I love Kutch, but I just don't think he's a fit for this team. That wasn't a transaction that I think made a lot of sense for where this team is at and what we need. I mean, we do need bats, but we don't need DH-only type players at this point. I think.
Yeah, and listen, that was a nostalgic play right there for them, and he's meant so much to this franchise. He's got a place in their Hall of Fame. He's just been the face of it. I get it. But, and he's been, honestly, if you look at last year, probably one of their better hitters. But you still need more out of a DH position. You got to have a lot of power in that position. Somebody else, you know, that's why I would defer him. Davis is still a key to me. It sounds like most people have already written him off, like he's not going to be able to do anything here. And if that's the case, that's just a mistake. It's too young. I want to work that he gets a chance. And they brought in a new hitting coach. We'll see what that means. It could change him around.
Yeah, and the fact is, he has nothing left to prove in the minor leagues. He's raked this whole way up. It's just a matter of getting him consistent major league at-bats. The only reason I would consider not having him on the roster, like I said, would just be to try to get him some defensive flexibility. But I don't know if that type of profile is really valuable as a catcher, but I don't know if that's going to play down the defensive spectrum as a first baseman or something along those lines. So.
Yeah, I know it's a sort of a conundrum for them trying to figure out where these pieces go, but I think to start the season anyway with Horwitz out, there is an opening at first base for somebody, so we'll see what they do with that. Thanks, Luke. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
412-928-9370 number to call here as we continue to go along, and we'll talk about the Four Nations again. I think it's important to realize how many people watch that thing and what it means for hockey in general. My take on that is. 10.7 million people viewed it, most in 30 years. International hockey has a different vibe, and I think people liked it. Plus, the time of the year, there was not much else going on. So if you were intrigued by what you saw, you kept watching. Will it translate into better ratings for NHL regular season games? My thought would be no. But that's just the way it is until things ramp up in the postseason, and that's what has to happen. You got to get to postseason hockey and see if it has an impact there, because I think in regular season – you know, again, we're getting to the point where spring's happening. There will be a lot of people out there, a lot of day games in hockey, and I don't think it really translates all that well into a ratings bonanza for them in regular season games. Bob is in Rochester, and he's on the fan right now. What's up, Bob?
Hey, I'd like to know throughout the league what the power standings are in making a profit.
They make a profit every year. And it depends on how much profit they do. Even finishing in last place, the way the Major League Baseball is designed, it helps all the franchises.
But from one through whatever.
I don't know that information. Nate, do you know that information? Have you seen that? They do make money every single year, regardless.
Major League Baseball teams do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They have ancillary stuff that contributes to it all, and that is one thing they do divvy up. Not anything else. I think there should be more in revenue sharing. I think there should be more in salary cap and floor and ceiling and all that stuff. But that's a broken record. I don't know if we'll ever see that in our lifetime.
Okay. Hey.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, they make money, which is another reason why they should be trying to make more money. And one way to do that is bring in better people. right? So you're okay. You would do this.
I would pull the trigger a long time ago. I grew up loving his dad, Vlad Guerrero, mm-hmm. and I think that from him coming up, I always thought that he could be a Pirates first baseman that like breaks the curse. You could put him in there. He's a good guy. He's a great teammate.
Yes.
He's an excellent hitter.
And he's 25 years old, and he's going to be a free agent.
Yep. He's the kind of guy you want on your team.
But the fact that Cincinnati is mentioned as a possible contender for him, if Cincinnati is mentioned, then why shouldn't Pittsburgh be mentioned?
They should.
Unless you're just not interested and you don't change your business model. So we'll see. Pirates play today. The Orioles at Smith Stadium, 1 o'clock. You'll hear it over on KDKA AM. 412-928-9370. Lots to talk about until 1:45 when we join Pitt Panther pregame. They get set to take on Notre Dame today, a team they must win. In fact, I would say they'd have to win out coming up. We'll talk about all of this stuff, including Steeler moves. If you want to talk about what they need to do, what you think they may do, any, I've been daydreaming. Why not you? You can probably daydream and come up with names for me, and we'll talk about it. It's all coming up next as we continue on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.